Hello. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. And, boy, lots of stuff happening over the next couple of weeks that we've been talking about here on the show. And we will continue to talk about here on the show. One of the things that's happening is National Mustard Day. National Mustard Day is this Saturday, August 6th. And it's the 26th annual National Mustard Day. And Barry Levinson joins us every year right around this time. He is the founder and curator of the Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin. And National Mustard Day is the yearly celebration of all things mustard. And we're going to get a rundown of what you can see when you go out to the Mustard Museum on this Saturday and just have a great time. And we love having Barry on, and we welcome Barry back to the show. Barry, how are you?
I'm great, Nick. Good to talk to you. And, yeah, it is Mustard Day this Saturday. It's always the first Saturday in August, and we have got lots of fun stuff in store for everyone who can come up. We expect to see a lot of people here. We'll be in the streets. We've got live music. We've got entertainment, good food. Can't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. We'll get into the details on what's going to be happening on Saturday. But as always, for people who might not have heard, how did you start the Mustard Museum?
I began collecting jars of mustard October 28, 1986, the morning after my beloved Red Sox lost the World Series. That was the series against the Mets, the famous Bill Buckner error in Game 6. I was so depressed, I couldn't sleep, so I went to an all-night grocery, walked up and down the aisles, crying. Decided I needed a hobby, and as I was walking down the condiment aisle, I heard a voice coming from the mustards that said, "If you collect us, they will come." And I have, and they did.
And it started out as just sort of a hobby. And when you just started collecting? But then when did it actually turn into a museum?
Well, it was about 5 years later. I had been practicing law. I was an assistant attorney general. I got another sign a few months later when I was arguing a case at the U.S. Supreme Court, and I had a jar of mustard in my pocket. I ended up winning the case. It's a case I should not have won. There's no way. So I can only say it was another sign from the mustard gods. And so I plotted and planned, and finally in 1992 we opened it in Mount Horeb, which is about 20 miles from where we are now. It's a little village not far from Madison. We're now a little closer in. We're in Middleton, Wisconsin. If you've ever been there, it's really a great little community. And that's where the National Mustard Museum is.
And tell everybody about the National Mustard Museum, what they'll see when they go.
Well, it is the world's largest collection of mustards, over 5,800 mustard memorabilia, like mustard tins and mustard jars and old mustard ads, and fine mustard art. You'll find, for example, we have a Da Vinci, we have a Botticelli, we have an Edvard Munch, we have a Velasquez, all with mustard themes.
And
who knew?
That's crazy. And where do you get some of this stuff, Barry?
We've been lucky that a lot of people have donated a lot of things, and whenever I do any traveling, we look for them, and, you know, we can always just make it up, too.
And now the Mustard Museum is open 7 days a week, correct?
It is. It's open 10 to 5 every day. And, of course, on Mustard Day, it will also be open 10 to 5. The real festivities are basically 10 to 4. We begin with the Poop on You accordion band with the overture. Then we've got live music, Red Hot Horn Dogs, the Evan Riley Band. We've got a lot of great activities. French's and Grey Poupon are both generous sponsors of National Mustard Day and the Mustard Museum. So you'll be seeing people from Grey Poupon and French's there as well. And we've got a Chicago celebrity. We've got Meathead Goldwyn. You familiar with Meathead?
I am, yes. Explain who he is for everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, Meathead, his website's AmazingRibs.com. He's just written a great book, I think The Secrets of Great Barbecue and Grilling. And this book has been popular all over the country lately. He was just on the Rachel Ray Show. This guy is brilliant. This book is amazing. And that's why I guess his website is AmazingRibs.com. But he's going to be there signing copies of his book and doing some demonstrating on how people should be grilling and doing some barbecuing. And, of course, mustard is very important when you get the grill out. You got to use mustard.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that when it comes to a Chicago hot dog?
Yes.
You know what you put on it. You put mustard. You know what you don't put on it?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
No.
Never.
No. I have often said, Barry, this is a philosophy of mine, that if you are over the age of 6 and you put ketchup on a hot dog, you should go directly to jail.
It's true. It's true. Not only that, and, you know, once again, National Condiment Research Council has validated that. they have concluded, once again, that ketchup is now the leading cause of childhood stupidity in America.
Oh, that's great. That is so great. So all the festivities begin, you said, at 10.
At 10. So you want to get there early so you can find a good parking place. You know, you may end up doing a little bit of walking. You'll want to do that. And also for baseball fans, we've got a real treat. I don't know if you remember, Brewers fans will certainly remember, the Milwaukee Brewer legend Gorman Thomas.
Oh, of course.
Stormin' Gorman.
Stormin' Gorman, of course.
Stormin'
yes.
Gorman is originally from South Carolina, where barbecue sauce means mustard-based barbecue sauce. And he now has his own home-style barbecue sauce, and he's going to be there with that sauce, signing jars of sauce for everybody. The guy is really a sweet. You know, he looks, he always looked intimidating, but he's just the sweetest guy. And his sauce, best thing ever to happen to pulled pork.
And it's a mustard-based sauce.
Right. Not a red sauce, because down in South Carolina, barbecue sauce means mustard-based.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to come and meet Gorman Thomas.
Gorman Thomas will be there, and he has his mustard. It's a Carolina style mustard sauce, that's going to be he'll be there. And you've got many other activities, lots of activities for the kids, and of course, you know, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is going to be there.
The Wienermobile will be there again, and also I think most people in the Chicago area are familiar with Culver's. Culver's whips up a batch of mustard custard every year. And this year is by far the best. Chocolate cherry mustard custard.
Chocolate cherry mustard custard.
It is phenomenal.
Is it?
We've got some samples already. We've been eating it. We've already gone through a couple of pints because it's so good.
Yeah.
You know.
When did Culver's become involved with the National Mustard Day? And when did they start doing the mustard? Did they do the mustard custard exclusively for Mustard Day for you guys?
Yes, exclusively. Well, that's probably around 12, 15 years ago. They've been a great partner. They're just a lot of fun. So you really have to try it because people say, oh, that sounds gross. It's not. It's really good. You know, and it will be a kid-friendly activity. We've got children's games in the streets. We've got mustard ring toss and mustard pitching and mustard bowling. You think of it, we're going to do it. We're going to do it in terms of playing games with mustard. So
right.
It's important to get everyone into the mustard theme this year.
Important. The Roth cheese food truck from Monroe, Wisconsin is going to be there as well.
That's true. Roth Cheese just won the grand champion at the World Cheese Competition. They were there last year with some cheesy treats, and this year they're going to also have some interesting cheesy things to have, some fried cheese, all kinds of really great things with mustard.
With mustard,
so you want to meet the Roth Cheese people for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And all the information for this, by the way, is at mustardmuseum.com, mustardmuseum.com.
Yeah.
And we have a link on our Facebook page so people can easily go to it, facebook.com/NickDShow. The Poop on You, the band.
Yeah, the Poop on You accordion band.
The accordion, yes, the accordion band. They kick off all the festivities every year, correct?
They do, and, you know, headed by the Duchess of Mustard, the 85-year-old yodeling, accordion-playing Duchess. Her name is Vi. She's an absolute sweetheart, and probably hundreds and hundreds of pictures get taken with Vi. Everyone wants a picture with the Duchess.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's about 4 feet tall or so, and she wears a giant mustard hat. It's a hat that's got, oh, probably 15 different jars of mustard on it. I don't know how she does it, but, you know, you want to meet her. And we started 10 o'clock with the Poop on You accordion band singing all the Poop on You fight songs and other accordion favorites with these group of retirees that just have a ball playing on Mustard Day and other times as well. So it's a good thing. We've got pulled pork from Middleton Barbecue, which people, of course, will be having with Storm and Gorman's mustard sauce.
Right.
So there's lots to do, lots of good food, lots of entertainment. Kids are people, too, which is a little entertainment troupe that caters to kids. So it's going to be a fun day for everybody. So we always see a lot of WGN fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you can't make it out there. It's too bad because your favorite mustard, Burtman's Ballpark Mustard, The owner is going to be there.
Yeah, I understand she's going to be there. And by the way, I want to thank you for sending me a nice container of Burtman's.
Yeah, well, I got to make sure you're not doing without.
Yeah,
because, you know, I know if you go through withdrawal symptoms, I understand you're a real beast.
It is the best. It is. Yeah, it is. I have to say this: it's the best mustard I've ever tasted. And I've told this story before. We were in Cleveland. We were at this was when it was just me. I guess it was Municipal Stadium.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was before
the big, giant Municipal Stadium.
Yeah, that they would share with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We went, and it was 92. We went, and we were on a baseball trip, road trip, my friends and I. We go in, go up to the counter, grab a beer, grab a dog. I walk over to the condiment table, and there's a big pump with the mustard. I put a generous amount on, throw some onions on there, and I took a bite. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never tasted mustard like this before. And I went back up to the counter, and I was like, what's the deal with this mustard? And the guy behind the counter said, you're not from Cleveland, are you?
said, that's true. That's true. People would go to watch the Indians, even when they weren't very good. They would go just because of the hot dogs and mustard.
It's the best mustard ever. And you can get it, by the way. You can get Burtman's Ballpark Mustard at themustardmuseum.com.
Yeah, we always have it. It's actually our number one online seller. The other thing we've got Bogey's Mustard from Rock Island, Illinois, which is this year's grand champion from the Worldwide Mustard Competition.
Wow.
It's grainy mustard. People may be familiar with it. It's kind of Dutch style, grainy with a good bite. And Will Kropp, the owner of Bogey's and the chief mustard maker there, is going to be there.
Wow.
So you want to meet a world-class mustard maker. We've got Kevin Kelly from Kelly's Gourmet. Kelly's mustard is also made in Illinois, and Kevin Kelly is going to be there as well. So Illinois is going to be very well represented this year at the Mustard Festival. So
very cool.
Come on up and meet these people.
All right, sure. Barry, hang on, okay? All right, we come back. We're going to talk more about National Mustard Day. We'll talk more about the Mustard Museum and some other mustards. And also I want to talk a little bit with Barry about another thing that's going on called foodlaw.com. And it's something that's another enterprise that Barry has, and we're going to talk about that as well. All right, National Mustard Day is this Saturday. Make sure you go up to Middleton and have a good time, and we'll take a break and talk more after this. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Barry Levinson is the founder and curator of the Mustard Museum up in Middleton, Wisconsin. And the 26th annual National Mustard Day is this Saturday, August 6th. And it's going to be great. There's going to be all kinds of great activities and games and fun. You can check out the museum. There's going to be music and outdoor games and all kinds of cool stuff. It's always a blast. And you can get all the information at mustardmuseum.com. And Barry Levinson, welcome back, Barry.
Yeah.
So tell me about the website, allaboutfoodlaw.com.
Well, in my other life, you know, once upon a time I practiced law. I did criminal law for the state of Wisconsin. Even though I don't practice anymore, I teach at the law school, and the topic that I teach is food law because I'm in the food business, I guess, and it's been a passion for me. I wrote a book called Habeas Codfish back in 2001, I think it was, but I've been teaching at the law school for some time now, and I've just launched a website called allaboutfoodlaw.com, and you can check it out. There's a weekly blog on what's going on in food law, because, you know, food law may seem pretty simple to a lot of people because, oh, everyone's about food. Everyone knows, oh, I like this. This tastes good. Don't want to get sick. But it's very complicated. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we want food to be healthy. We want it to be nutritious. We want it to be safe. We want it to be honest. We want it to be environmentally friendly. We want to be nice to the animals. We want to be nice to the people that make the food. We also want choice. We want transparency in the whole issue with genetically modified ingredients. So I've been having a lot of fun with this, and I've been doing some lecturing around the country, and I've launched All About Food Law. So go visit it, find out, and contact me at Barry@allaboutfoodlaw.com, and maybe your group. And this is not a website, or I don't do things on behalf of plaintiffs or on behalf of defendants. I'm just interested in what's going on in food law. So I think whatever kind of group you're involved in is something that you're going to find interesting. It's fair and balanced.
Right?
Okay. It really is, though, because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting things going on now, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of legislation being passed, and it all affects what we eat and how we eat. So, yeah, that's kind of the new thing for me, or one of the many things I do. I can't make up my mind. What do I want to do when I grow up?
Well, that's interesting that you got into food law specifically. Did you get into food law right around the time when you decided that you just wanted to do the mustard thing as well?
No, actually, I was interested in food law long before then, probably even before I was with the Attorney General's office. For some reason, it just kind of resonated with me when I found an old case. Oh, this must have been back in the early 1980s. I was just happened to stumble upon a case about dress codes restaurants at railway stations in Oklahoma. And I said, that's an odd thing. And I started reading it, and I said, gee, I wonder what else the law does with regard to eating. And it just opened up a whole new area for me. So I researched and researched stuff and collected a bunch of materials. Finally, my wife, Patty, said, come on, you got all these files lying around the house. Why don't you just write a book on it? So I wrote Habeas Codfish, and it did very well. And it then opened up teaching. And it's just been another fun thing to do.
Wow, that's great. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the latest mustards that you've discovered, because you're always looking for and receiving and finding new kind of mustards. Give me a few that you've just discovered that you really are high on.
Well, we've got a new ghost pepper mustard from Beaverton, and it is just scorching hot. Mm. It's really hot. But we also have what is a gold medal mustard this year from Dillman Farms. It's a smoked chipotle mustard sauce that's just really good. It goes well with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that being featured at the museum. And, of course, you know, some of the old standbys. Last year's grand champion mustard is a walnut Dijon mustard from France. And, of course, you know, Storm & Gorman's mustard, Carolina mustard sauce, is new. We just discovered it about 3 weeks ago when Gorman Thomas gave a call and said, hey, you know, I understand you got a mustard festival. You interested in my mustard? So Gorman drove up. He lives in the Milwaukee area. We tasted it and said, we got to have this.
That's great.
We just got to do it, because that's the way a good mustard sauce, you know, for grilling, for pulled pork, for chicken, even
yeah.
for salmon should be. So that's new. That's only about 3 weeks old.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Brand new.
I mean, all the out of the blue, Gorman Thomas gave me a call. You know, Storm & Gorman and his 268 home runs. He'll tell you it's really 269. One was called foul, but he says, I swear it was fair. If they had instant replay, they'd give me another home run.
Yeah. Wait. He put a little mustard on it. See what I did there?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And you know, and I know, of course, that, you know, fans are, you know, have their hopes up this year. They're great. They're really doing well.
Yeah.
And I think that what people have to do when they go to Wrigley, just put a little more mustard on your hot dogs. That's going to urge the Cubs to play a little better and win more games.
I'm with you. This could be. It's been an incredibly fun year to watch the Cubs. It really has.
It's great. Hey, if my Red Sox can finally do it after
right.
8 to 6 years,
right.
this could be the year for
the Cubs. And the guy who helped get the Red Sox there is now with us.
So, yeah, Theo is making the move.
That's right.
And, you know, who knows?
Yep.
Who knows?
Well,
you know, what a joy that's going to be.
Yeah, well, this place will go nuts. Barry, it's always a pleasure, man. It's just so much fun to have you on. It's this Saturday, August 6th. It's the 26th annual National Mustard Day. All the information is at mustardmuseum.com. Bring out the whole family. Bring out the kids. Have hot dogs and have pulled pork and have fun, and you'll hear music and games. Check out the museum itself, meet Gorman Thomas, and much, much more. So check it out at mustardmuseum.com. Barry, always a pleasure. Best of luck to you. I hope everything goes well for you on Saturday.
Thanks, Nick. Okay.
Yep.
See you around.
See you around. There you go. There's Barry Levinson from the Mustard Museum. National Mustard Day this Saturday, August 6th, starting at 10 a.m. Go up to Middleton, Wisconsin, and have a blast. All right. We'll take a break here on 720 WGN.